We have a lot to cover today, Rabbi Yisai. We're going to try to do as much as we can and continue Siman Chamayrus, and we'll probably end up continuing this before every Mayrus until Tisha B'Av. But at least we'll try to do as much as we can today. Okay, so anyone is familiar with the fact that there are different halachas of Avelus, different things that we refrain from, from Shavuos of Tammuz, in what we call 3 weeks, and from Rosh Chodesh Av, in what we call the 9 days. First thing I want to try to do today is to differentiate between things that come from Dinei HaMishnah, things that come from Dinei HaGemara, right? Even within Chazal, there are things in the Mishnah, things in the Gemara, not that there are halachic differences, but still source-wise, and then Minhagim that are brought in Rishonim, and then Minhagim that are brought in Acharonim. And so these are 4 different levels, and again, just source-wise, the different levels of sources could be that once we get out of the Gemara, down to the Rishonim, and Rishonim down to the Acharonim, it's good to always know what's where, not because we have to take anything lightly in any case, but still, what is the level of a Makir is something that has some role to play. So where does this whole thing start from? Where does the concept of any kind of Avelis prior to Tisha B'Av come from? Because of course, on Tisha B'Av we know where we are halachas. There are the same 5 inuyim as Yom Kippur, along with many Dinei Avelus, which are not on Yom Kippur. But where's the source of anything happening before Tisha B'Av at all, leading up to Tisha B'Av? So it starts from a Mishnah in Tainis. The Mishnah in Tainis says, Mishanichnas Av, as of when Av has entered, meaning, Chodesh Av would seem, later we'll see if there's anything beyond that, Mematin B'Semcha. Number one, first halacha on the subject is Mishanichnas Av Mematin B'Semcha. We minimize our joy. Number one. And then, Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av Liyos Pesaycha. Meaning, the week that Tisha B'Av falls in, the week of Tisha B'Av, meaning starting from the Sunday before Tisha B'Av, also is forbidden to do some more things. Milasapir, meaning to take your haircuts, or Milachabes. Machabes is referring to washing clothing, laundry, right? The week that Tisha B'Av comes out in, we're taking out another 2 things right here. The Saper or the Chabes, that's 2, according to the Mishnah. So again, we had first the Matzah and the Simcha, that started from Rosh Chodesh. Then we have the Saper or the Chabes, and all the 2 halachas that are Negea to Shavua Shechal B'Tisha B'Av. And then we have Erev Tisha B'Av. Erev Tisha B'Av. Loi yoichal odem shnei tavshilin. Person should not eat 2 cooked dishes. And now this is explained to be referring to the Siddur Mafsekas. And loi yoichal bosa v'lo yishtei yayin. One should not eat meat or drink wine at the Siddur Mafsekas. This year this is not going to be negaya. You can gesundheit eat bosa v'yayin at Siddur Mafsekas this year. Gesundheit l'chatchil, even if you never do it. There's no issue with it at all. And I will see more about that, Be'ez Hashem. Again, this year being the year that Tisha B'Av is Chal B'Shabbos, we can have Bosa V'Yayin Gezuntahe. Bosa V'Yayin
is only brought down because of this Mishnah.
That's in the Mishnah. That's why, it is a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. Okay. Now, the first the halacha of the Mishnah, again, we're not going to stop here and start getting into the Mishnah, but I just want to make this one point so we make sure that we get a tight. Some types, and later we'll discuss this a little further. The first halacha in the Mishnah was the matim b'simcha. You minimize simcha. Does that have any kind of definition at all? But what does that mean to minimize simcha? So the Me'iri on the Mishnah there brings that the pshat is, this is referring to shem ira le'simchas nisuin. This is his example. If there's a chasana going on in Chodesh Av, memayit b'simcha sachopa. You minimize some of the simcha that there is at the chuppah, meaning at the chasana. The eitzar chleim of a simchas mereyus, meaning it's not a chasana, it's just some hanging around with friends, a social thing, definitely would minimize the joy in such a situation. The kol shekem b'sha'or simchas shol yishus. And definitely in other kinds of simchas shol yishus, it would minimize some of the celebration and the joy going on at such type of occasions, which, again, the mashmos of what this Meiri is saying is that we're talking about a minimizing of simcha, right? If we're going to follow what the Meiri is saying over here, he's not saying there isn't any simcha. He's saying there is simcha, but you're minimizing it, right? Meaning, whatever is the norm, you're doing less than the norm, right? You got that diuk? We got the diuk right there. We're not erasing simcha. The contrary, he's speaking of joyous occasions, which will continue to happen, but they're going to be minimized relative to the norm in such type of joyous occasions. Later, we will see Mr. Shem Morgan Avrom, who brings the Tracius to Megillah, and we'll see whether that stems with this. But for now, this is a parish of one of the Rishonim right on this Mishnah, and so that'll be enough for now. So this is the Mishnah. So what did we get in the Mishnah? We got the Matzah Mesimcha from Rish Chodesh. We got the Saper Ulechabes, which becomes a problem at Shavuot Shechalboi. And then we got the Suda Mafsekes, which speaks of Nati Ichnei Tavshilim. Nobody ever expanded that halacha beyond Suda Mafsekes. And then we have Lo Yerchal Bosa Lishtayayin, which everyone knows it is expanded, but as of now, that's the Mishnah is talking about at the Suda Mafsekes only. Okay, now let's take this to the Gemara. This is the Mishnah. The Gemara is on the Chof Tesam and Beis and Tainus, on that same Mishnah, who adds in that Gemara one other halacha that doesn't appear at all in the Mishnah. Besides any definitions of the things that are in the Mishnah, there's something in there that's not in the Mishnah, and that's an additional halacha, and that is Bar Yisroel, the Islay Dino Bahadi Nochri, Oyid, who has some kind of a case or a lawsuit or something going on with a goy, l'shtamik mirev ov, t'rei amazlei, just stay away from him and ov, because rei amazlei and ov, which is another halacha which comes from the beginning of Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av. Again, there was no hint at this in the Mishnah, and this is in the Gemara, and it's actually a different kind of halacha altogether, as you see, rei amazlei, right? This is not something that was even spoken of in the Mishnah. The Mishnah spoke of halachas that have to do with avemos, halachas of refraining from various things because of our sadness. It's not what this is about. So this is something completely additional to what was in the Mishnah. Okay. So that's another, that's one Gemara. So far we have the Mishnah in Tainus and the Gemara in Tainus for this edition. Now there's one more point, which comes from a different Gemara, not in Tainus, but in Yevomis. Gemara in Yevomis are from Gimel Amud Aleph. V'tanya, the bright one. Koidem hazman hazeh, yeah, before this time, mematin beiskehen, meliso militen, there's a bunch of halachas here, we should pay attention to them because we're going to have to deal with them halachically, yeah. Mematin beiskehen meliso militen, meaning, we do less business, milivnois vilintoya, less building and planting, umaarsin, we do make Erison, Avaloi Kainsen, no Nisuan, right? No Nisuan in these days. The Ein Oisin Sudas Erison, and you can't make a Sudas Erison either, meaning, even though you can make an Erison, but you can't make a Sudas Erison, right? And this is talking about Misha Nichnasov. That's what these halachas are, Misha Nichnasov. So therefore, and it says, Koidem Hazman Hazeh, it's talking about before Erev Tisha B'Av and before Shavuot Shechalboi, earlier on, starting from the beginning of the month and on, we have these halachas in the Gemara. So the Gemara added a bunch of halachas. The shame the Braisa, which we refrain from Rish Chodesh of and further. And so once again, less business, less building and planting, no Nisuan, and no Sudas Erisim. Yeah? That's Nisha Nichnas of. The Meiri and Tainus, well, this was in Yevamos, but the Meiri and Tainus brings this Gemara in Yevamos, he brings it, and he brings that the Pirush is that we're talking about binyan and netil shel simchu. Right? We're not talking about stam that we build less and plant less. Planting a tree is not the issue. Right? Even building stam a house is not either the issue. The Me'iri brings, and again, the Makir of this is not the Me'iri, the Makir of this is the Gemara in Megillah, third Gemara, that's why he's in here, got a Gemara in Titus, Gemara in Yevamos, and one in Megillah, explains this Braisa, and says, speaks of Binyan Shal Simcha, and it says, what is a Binyan Shal Simcha? But again, the Me'iri says, Binyan and Yetiel Shal Simcha is the only thing that's a problem. The Gemara in Megillah explains that a Binyan Shal Simcha is Baina Beis Chasnus Lebenoi. Yetiel Shal Simcha is Nekea Aburniki, which is a tree which is made for shade, because it has a good shade in it, and the kings, you see, this was a royal type of thing. This was called an Atiyah Shal Simcha. It was made for luxury, right? Luxurious purposes. You wanted to sit out under a tree for shade purposes. They had these special trees which was used for kings, and this should not be done in Chodesh Av. And he says, the fact that you can't make a party for an Erison, you can't make a Suda, but you can make an Erison, why is that? Shema Yikadmenu Acha. And therefore, this is true even on Tisha B'Av. One can make a Shidduch on Tisha B'Av, and anyone who needs one should have it, so have it. We can make a Shidduch even on Tisha B'Av. Shema Yikadmenu Acha. So we don't take any chances with that. We'll make the Shidduch. The party will be a different day. We'll make a party on Tisha B'Av, and not either a party in the 9 days. So far, that's what we have so far. Later, probably not today. We probably won't get there today. We'll have some more discussion on Sudha Sayers.
Sudha Sayers is more like a time, not an actual Sudha, not an actual party.
So over here, we're not talking necessarily about, you know, fleshic issues or things like that. It's just the Sudha itself, so no matter what that Sudha is.
Same, but it's Shemek Menachar is, Rosa, you don't make a party. Right. The Sudha Sayers is just to effectuate the...
But as of now, the way it seems, you can't have any Sudha Sayers. You can have an Eretz without any Sudha. Right, and then you'll have the Suda afterwards, right? Okay, so I didn't intend to get into this, Lamaisa. Is that what you're bringing up when we're talking about Shidduch or Kedushin?
No, just the Rav was saying that you make the Suda later.
You can't make anything with Shidduch. Let's follow the passages right now. You can't make any Suda. You're doing a Shidduchim and a Shidduchim. So Lamaisa, all this want to stay. Shidduchim and a Shidduchim and a Shidduchim and a Shidduchim and a Mitzvah. What would even be an issue? Yeah, why should you make it? But that's later a discussion. But there is. The Achreinim bring clearly that Sudas Shidduchim is also a Mitzvah because the Shidduch is a Mitzvah. You're not supposed to make a condition without Shidduchim. So don't have to send them, and we're not going to, but there's no parties going on in the 9 days for these kind of vinyan. Unless, as we'll see later, there is a discussion back and forth in the place, but for now, we took the Gemara at its surface level. Okay, so we have so far Medina de Masnisen, and we have Medina de Gemara. Now, we're going to move on to the Rishonim. But the Rishonim, in order to go on to the Dinam of the Rishonim, the first halacha to touch on, that's in the Rishonim, we need to touch on the Yerushalmi first. And the reason why I'm not saying that this is Divrei Chazal, as we'll see, there are various interpretations to what even is the subject of the Yishalmi is discussing. But let's see. Yishalmi and Psochim. State of the Amr of Zeira. Nashio, the women. The Nahagon Deloi, the Mishtaye, Min the Of Olil, Minik. This is the way we have the Yishalmi. This is the way we have the Yishalmi. Again, I'm going to repeat the words first, and then we'll see what we're going to teach it, because the teach is a massive machloekes is what to do with it. Nochamo. Nashio. Women, this part is simple. The nago de loy lemishtaye. Let's see what that means. They have a minute. Not to do something. Mindo of olu. From when Chodesh Av comes in. Minute. It's a minute. Meaning, it's a legitimate, valid minute, and it should be treated seriously and respected. Now, what is that? So the Meforkei Yishalmi, if you look in the Yishalmi, the way we have it, and you look there, the Phenomation, the Carbon A, the regular Mephoshim on the Yerushalmi, they say that Loila Mishtaye is a Lashon of Shefi. Shefi Ve'erev, right? Which means, not to weave. So if women have a minig not to weave from the beginning of Chodesh Av, and they're very excited about saying, that therefore that's why it's the women who have the minig. Because they're the ones who usually will be misasik with weaving. So now, these women don't have a minig not to do any weaving in Chodesh Av, okay? But the Maril, and Hilchus Tisha B'Av, Maril, Hashtay Tzachos, a big Ashkenaz Shoinim, and Ashkenaz, and where many Minhagim come from. And the Maril says as follows. Mishanichnas Ov, Mematim Basimcha, he starts off with the Lashna Mishnah, Lefikoch, he brings a bunch of halachas here, which we are familiar with these, because this is us. Lefikoch, Yesh Ein Oichlem Bosa Ve'ein Shoisin Yayin. Min Aleph Ov, Ad Yud Ba'ov. There are people who don't eat meat or drink wine from Mishchai Dishom until Yud Ov. Kidom, Avi Yishalmi. Like Yishalmi says, Omer Rab Zeiro, the Nagino, the Loi Lishtreis Yayin, Min Aleph Ov. So now, Loi Lamishtie, they don't translate that this is about weaving. He translates that as to drinking. They don't drink. Don't drink what? So he says, Loi Lishtreis Yayin. There are women who have a meaning that there's no drinking of wine at that time. And he ends off by saying, Omer Reb Chanina. I don't know if he had this in the Yishalmi or wherever he found this. We don't have it in the Yishalmi, wherever it is. He has it either in the Yishalmi or outside the Yishalmi. Kol Elo Hadvorim Minig Rabbeinu, Vekivet Shenoa Gukein, Al Titoish Toidas Imecho, your mother, who's your mother? Shehem Rabbeinu Neuchin Nefesh. Meaning, this is the meaning. According to this Yerushalmi. Comes to this Yerushalmi, we don't drink wine in the 9 days because of this Yerushalmi.
Women don't serve the wine?
Why is it the women? Because, right, they're the ones who are cooking, preparing, and serving, or whatever it is, and they don't get involved with meat and wine in these days. The Tamaniyav Bosor V'yayim, says the Ma'aril. The Ein Simcha Ela B'Bosor V'yayim, and therefore since Mamat and B'Simcha, and Simcha comes from Bosa V'yayin, so we stay away from Bosa V'yayin. Hago in the Maril. V'onu neyagim isur Bosa V'yayin min reshchoydish ad mitzvah tishabov. V'reshchoydish gufei osur. Reshchoydish itself is included in this isur. V'kol v'noag maril el kol b'nei reinus, meaning the maril ot eingefil, meaning he brought in this meaning. The kol b'nei reinus, wherever he had an influence, and that's still the meaning through that area, not to have any meat or wine from Rish Chodesh, including Rish Chodesh, through until Yud Av. That is also a Sefer Menhagim is Al Pi Maram in Rutenberg, again it's from the time of the Rishonim. And he brings both Kirasoris in the Yerushalmi. He brings the Shefi part of not weaving in the 9 days, and he brings the part of not drinking wine in the 9 days. Both things are brought. He doesn't see it as a stira. Both are true. Now the truth is, Yerushalmi or not, this minig goes all the way back. That's klal. It goes very, very far back. First of all, the Rambam and Hilchos Tainis Perkei Halacha Vav says as follows, Kvar nohagu Yisroel, sheloi lechoil boso v'shabazu, okay, he's talking about Shavuot Shechal v'tishvot, but he says, not eat meat, v'yesh mekoymes shenohagu levatel ha-shchito me'yishchoydesh ad ha-tainis. There should be no shchita from yishchoydesh ov until the tainis, there was no shchita at all. Meaning, now he didn't eat any meat, there wasn't any meat available. The shoychet, this was his vacation. No shchita from yishchoydesh ov and weiter, which means, even though he originally said, only in Shavuot Shechal v'tishvot, but now he's saying, there are places, but from Rosh Chodesh, there's no shkita at all. And the grace Maimonides there brings, V'chein no'agu b'chol Ashkenaz. V'gam, sh'loi lishtes yayin. There's the grace Maimonides, which again, is also a tradition, and it says this is the minhag in Ashkenaz. In all of Ashkenaz, not only not to eat meat, but not to drink wine either. Shibali aleket. Again, what are you saying? It brings from Reb Sadia Goin. This is how far back we're going here, all the way back. Into the Tkufas HaGoinim, he says, Yeshin is Horin, Shaloi Lechoil, Bimei Bein HaMetzorim, Bosor, V'loi Lishtis Yayin. He's even talking about the whole 3 weeks. Yeah? He brings this minig of B'Shem of Sadi going. So, this is pretty serious. But again, this does not come from the Mishnah and the Gemara. Yesh Oimrim, that's the Yerushalmi. Others will fiercely disagree and say it's not the Yerushalmi. But one way or the other, this is a minig that's not in Talmud, Basli, on the Mishnah. It comes at least from the Yerushalayim. Some of the Yerushalayim seem to have such an understanding in the Yerushalmi, which others have a hard time with it, and they fiercely disagree. But again, It's the Maril, and that's his pshat, even if it is or isn't the pashtus, that can be taken seriously. But either way, again, the meaning that they're all bringing on the way back, not to eat meat or drink wine, at least for the 9 days. Another makor to this whole thing is in the Mordechai, the end of Tainus, where he says, Nohagu avisenu. Nohagu avisenu, he says. Shalei lechel basa velishtis yayin meyir yishchoydesh ve'oleinu lekayim. Diktiv al titesh teyus yimachal. Uposak ravyo, v'yashbat, except from what to you, the mutter lechel basa oif, chicken, he says, the kurit, he baskins, because why? Because oif is saying ben simcha. He says ein simcha l'bosser is referring to bosser shlomim. That's behemoth flesh, but chicken shouldn't be a problem. He says miu liti dan de nagin on isa meir shchodesh afil bosser maluach liyayin toisis. Meaning we don't make all of these chilukim. It's just a broad isa. We don't eat any fleshik, so we don't drink any hagofim. Af bosser oif also ad kan min hogim merabenu aviho ezri. And therefore, this is basically the way we have it. From the Shchedesh and on, we eat nothing fleshy and we don't make a bird bread offer. There's Oshri over there in Dinus, who says, Alpha Pishamate Halocha Mashma, the Mutta Lechel Sudam of Sek is Bosa Maliach, or Bosa Oif is Rodogi, Velishis Yayim Megitoi. What Yayim Megitoi calls Mashatosis, meaning it's not finished fermenting yet. Kamokim, Ain Lochin Lasis Ken. First of all, it's not proper, and then he says, the Isura Nami Ika. Because of Altitish Teresimecha, it's a serious thing. This is a meaning that Klal Yisrael has had all over the place for a long time. Earlier on, he also brings the same words that were in the Mordechem, Noag of Yisrael, Shalei Lechel, Bosa, Veli Yishtes Yayin, Nisha Nichnas Yishchei Dishol, Ve'ein Onu Rashoin Veshamis. You have no ability to change this at all. So, again, a very broad array of the Yishonim, who again, with or without the Yishalmi, most of them don't actually mean Yishalmi, but with or without the Yishalmi, they say clearly that you cannot eat meat or drink wine in the 9 days. And by the way, some sort of interesting question that some people may, sometimes it may occur to somebody, I don't know if it's ever happened to anybody, but if somebody, let's say, has a piece of meat in front of him somehow, whatever reason, and he makes a shakel, and then he goes, oops, it's 9 days. You don't meet in the 9 days. What should he do? He makes a bevriat gofen, and he realizes, hey, that's easier to happen. Like fleishigs, when you have fleishigs, unless you're having to pull out some cold cuts from the freezer, let's say, or something, and all of a sudden you realize it's 9 days, you already made a shahakal on it. You made a gofen already on wine. What should you do? Now, Volkman in his chuvis says on both of them, yitoyim, enough to be yitzir a brocha, and you're going to invite them. His point is not only because can't have a brochel of Atola, and it's a minute against the brochel of Atola, but it's also because he doesn't feel like you were over by his yima, because it doesn't go far enough anyway. He says you basically were yoter all sides by having the most minimal te'ima, by the biches hanen, and there's enough even on a mashu. You have a mashu of wine, a mashu of meat, good, very good. You covered your brother. At the same time, still you weren't even over before on the takon. Of course, we don't have to even eat the smallest amount, but He doesn't have a very big problem with it to begin. Okay.
So why do you have clean cholets?
That's a good question. That's a very serious question. Very serious question. And again, adults have no hesitation to eat cholets on Friday afternoon. And children, it depends. Moshe and Zalman have discussions about this. Moshe says he doesn't see what's the hesitation for kids. Kids are the same as adults. But Lamaisa, he ends up saying, and this is what Shlomo Zalman also says, he says kids, who that's their Shabbos Suda. In other words, this is what every week, when do they eat their Shabbos Suda? They eat the Shabbos Suda before the father goes to shul, let's say, or whatever it is. Their Shabbos Suda is earlier on, so this is the Shabbos Suda. So maybe it's not because they're kids, he says, but this is the Shabbos Suda of these kids. So maybe that's the Hetzer. But otherwise, we don't have any Hetzer to eat flesh with somebody else. Yeah, Thursday night, he's looking at Hetzer. The Shiloh is, what's the Hetzer? He chol to chol Thursday night, yeah.
Don't spy them, at least some of them, from
Shur
Chicago,
yeah,
with the eating.
Yeah. And we said, yeah, in a Hanami. Now again, they're not following the Rambam either. Again, but they're not following the Maril. Okay. They don't follow the Maril, as we'll see, right? In general. But the Rambam is the one that they usually do follow. And in this case, they're not following the Rambam, who says, yesh. Well, the Rambam leaves leeway, because he says, yesh noyagim, to do it this way. It's not very common in the Rambam to do those kind of things. Here's the Yesh Nagin to put the Shaykhut away for a week, and they're not following that. But yeah, the Maril was not their Menhagim. The only Menhagim that we saw, as we'll see, are all Ashkenazish and Menhagim.
Mechaber
doesn't pass that there's any such thing. So that's why they have an easy time. At the same time, I want to point out and try to be careful here and not get whatever, but there are some who brazenly, I would say, criticized Ashkenazishim and Hagim on the 9 days in various eifanim of poking fun. It's very clear that these are very old menhagim. It doesn't matter that all of them other menhagim, bruchim yiyu, but chas v'shalom to criticize the menhagim that we have going back 1,000 years here, back to Sadi Goyen, the Cholo, and if people don't like it, they can move out of town and go into the midbar until Ashkenazim finishes doing the menhagim that they have for the Yishayim. First of all, let's make this clear. If somebody brings in Shabbos early and therefore ends up eating their Shabbos, then that's the Cholish Kishayim. People who eat their Shabbos, nobody eats their Shabbos before Shabbos unless it's kids who go to sleep.
I'm talking about older adults.
Okay, right. If that's the Shabbos, it's the Pashtun, it's the same halacha. It's the same halacha. Okay, it's from Plagan on. I don't see how you can have a Shabbos in the 4th Plagan. I don't know what time plug is, but again, if it's
before
plug.
Wait,
before plug. Okay, I don't know what to say about that. It should be problematic.
I don't know.
Okay, bring it up later. Let's go through it. Yeah. Okay, so that's that. Now, let's move on to another halacha. Maril. Yeroy. She also lechabes. It's also to wash clothing. Meirish Chodesh Ov Ad Acher Hatainis Lo'olam V'gam Lo'y Lechabes V'lo'y Lirchoitz. Yeah, in other words, not to wash clothing or wash one's body. V'chein Osar Maril Le'itim B'godim La'koyves Gam Birish Chodesh Ov. This is what the Yishayim constantly are stressing. The Chodesh, one would definitely feel like the Chodesh will somehow be an exception to all this. The Chodesh. So they stress, Sayel Agabe, Fleishik, and wine, and Sayel Agabe, laundry, Eshchoidesh, is one of the 9 days. Chayn Timsel in Rechitzel, the Sefer Rekeach, again, Rekeach, famous Rishon, Shere Eshchoidesh, Be'isa Rechitzel, Kila'achel. So we have wine, we have laundry, and we have showers, and all of these things, it says clearly Eshchoidesh is included as one of the 9 days.
You said the showers.
Rather than
the baths,
doesn't seem to be any distinction about that, unless, again, this is not going to be our subject really tonight much, but here in America they have understood a certain amount of distinction which could Bailey Hapaiskim Roshi Yeshivas of the previous generation have been matir showers to a certain degree by drawing a very clear distinction between what is meant to literally, in a limited fashion, wash off sweat, which is making one uncomfortable, and between enjoying a shower, which goes beyond washing off anything. But if you're washing off dirt or sweat, then that's something that over here in this country, that distinction has been drawn. I think the reason it wasn't drawn earlier is because it wasn't common for people to do those kind of things, and therefore we have a certain level of Pinuk today and a certain regilus which wasn't a geya. In early days people didn't have running water in the houses. But I mentioned Rav Yankov, this is what they spoke about. Stop parenthetically, don't tell anybody I told you. But just between us over here. But when Stolner Rebbe moved to Eretz Yisrael, and he had a meeting with a bunch of his poskim in the Kehillah, the Rabbonim there, and he brought up several halachas which he thought needed to be thought about, and one of them was this. He said that in America they've come to a certain understanding of this distinction of enjoying a shower, enjoying a bath, enjoying anything, and just washing off sweat, and it's something they think that's worth them thinking about and figuring out how much of a distinction maybe they can make. Because over there, again, for the same reason, because they're they're not so much like that, or they weren't. Again, this all changed a lot in the last 30 years since I was there. But that was something that was discussed, yeah.
So the question is, the distinction should be made to the extent that if you can take a shower to not enjoy, that it's more heter in the United States, or it's the same difference?
I'm not saying that it's heter in the United States. I'm saying the United States is where the place came under Rosh Yeshiva seem to have understood this distinction very clearly because of the matter that there was here. If you live somewhere else, I'm not saying that there's not the same distinction. It's just not something maybe that was as common for them to notice. No. But over here, it's been very common, and it was clearly noticed.
Right, but I'm saying that because it's like that, though, it's more of a time to say that if you can take a regular shower that you're not specifically enjoying, there's more of a time that you can do it.
More here than other places?
If the distinction in here, in the United States, is because there is an issue of enjoying a shower, enjoying a bath.
As opposed to?
Some.
Right.
Then if that's the regular shower that you're enjoying, then you can actually take a non-enjoyable shower more easily.
In other words, you're saying if you're not doing your regular shower, it makes it easier.
More of a time to say that.
I'm not sure that that's the shower. I think it's more the shower, like I said. It's a functional question. What's going on here? What are you actually doing? If you're washing off sweat, it's going to naturally be a shorter shower. What are you doing after the sweat is off? Why is the limit? Right? And that distinction can be drawn anyway. I don't know that it's necessarily would cause it different than your regular shower. It's more, I think, it defines completely differently the function of what's going on.
Also,
is going to be that goes into the same question. In other words, what's necessary? In other words, the real question is, again, I'll speak for myself right now, and I think everyone in this room will, not everyone, but probably many people in this room will understand. Sometimes taking a cold shower is something you're just not willing to do because it's an enemy to you and you can't deal with it. So a lot of people feel like, well, he's going to suffer because he's not going to suffer. He's going to suffer this or that, but not everybody. People are seriously very turned off by trying to take a cold shower. They're jumping up and down. They can't deal with it. Right? So I don't know that the nakuda is that it has to be cold, as opposed to the idea that there's no mukim to do anything that's additional for enjoyment. And so if you can't deal with a cold shower, you can make it as warm as you need to be able to wash off the sweat and get out.
How many parents have not had the case yelling at their kids, come on, hurry up that shower, stop using up all the hot water.
Uh-huh. Okay, and again, because people don't want to go into cold showers. I don't want to make a cloud.
Because they're busy enjoying the shower.
Yeah. We are individuals who do appreciate cold showers, and not only because of the law, that's what they like, and that doesn't pay, it's brew from you. And by the way, that doesn't mean they can't take a shower, because they like cold showers. It's okay. The question is, again, the distinction is, what is going on here? This shechitza here is bathing, or the shechitza is washing off sweat? That's the distinction I believe.
So could he use soap?
And so again, the same parameters, good question there. The same parameters though are going to apply, which is, if something necessary, so use it as much as necessary. If it's about enjoying yourself, you won't do it. This is basically what it's about. So again, you're doing the minimal amount to get away with taking off whatever irritation or discomfort that you have and getting out. That's what it is. And if Shabbos, Andramas. Okay, now, one more point. Has brought him in Hagim, Ma'arat Tirno, who says, Ein mistaprin miyudayim betamuz adachat Tishabav. So this is the other halacha which we were missing up until here, which is in the Rishonim, which is no haircuts in the 3 weeks. That comes from the Hagim of Ma'arat Tirno. This is to my best of my knowledge. I cannot find it in Ma'aril. This is Ma'arat Tirno, Bilvat. But again, this is one of the Sifrei Minhagim of Rishonim that has this last thing. So, up until this point, we dealt with what's in the Mishnah, what's in the Gemara, and what is in Rishonim. Right? Now, we're going to move on. Now, I'm going to point out what Dr. Weingarten pointed out earlier, or what actually Dr. Ellenberg pointed out. I just confused it to Dr. Which is, that if you look in the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch, whatever is in the Mishnah and the Gemara is brought there, but what's in these Sifrei Minhagim is not brought there, and again, the reason is not because it's not serious, it's just because, as we saw, the Makaritis, all of these, is in Mordechai, Maril, Agoy Soshi, Minhagim, all of these are Chachmei Ashkenaz, and therefore they didn't bring it to Bnei Sforad, not they, he. So Shulchan Aruch brings the Minhagim of Bnei Sforad, and the place of Bnei Sforad, and therefore it's not in there in Shulchan Aruch, which does not make it less important. And as we'll see, the Ramah brings all of it because that's what he always does. He brings what the Poiske Ashkenaz always said. And again, this is not Yechidim. This is widespread Menhagim, which are brought across the board in all the Ashkenazis and Poiskim. However, we still made the clear distinction between Mishnah and Gemara, and what's in the Rishonim, and later, if we get to it tonight, we may see some things, I doubt it, which are past the Rishonim and later and further down, which have also become widespread, but are Menhagim and Achreinim, and it's good to know what's from where. So let's go to the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch starts off with what it says in the Mishnah. Mishnah Nishnas of, and Matim is in the Shulchan Aruch, by the way, is in Tovkuf and Aleph, this is Sif Aleph, and basically, unless stated otherwise, Shulchan Aruch, whatever we're going to quote tonight, is Tovkuf and Aleph. This is in Sif Aleph. Mishnah Nishnas of, and Matim, the Simcha comes from that Mishnah. And at the time, I mentioned what the Me'iri says, Pshat, in that Mishnah, where he says, you can have all kinds of parties, but you need to make them less happy than they usually would be, minimize the celebration, the joy that would be the norm at these kind of celebrations. But the Magen Avraham brings the Tosfos. Magen Avraham brings the Tosfos in Megillah Daf Hamed Beis, which says, Mematin Ritzoino Loimar. What's the title of Mematin? Shelo Yiyu Sosim Klal. There should be no rejoicing or celebration at all. That's what Mematin is going to mean. No simcha. Nothing. Now, the Achreinim bring this Magen Avraham b'shem HaTosfos. However, you look in the Tfilin Megodim, you look in the Machta Shekel, they're mispale on this Magen Avraham. Now, I give you mispale on Magen Avraham, and when he brings the Tosfos, it's not his fault. Tosfos is Tosfos. The thing is, it's a massive chiddush. Why he's bringing this Tosfos, and how he's interpreting the Tosfos. Why? Tosfos is not talking about Tosfos. Tosfos is talking about Tanesim that they had for Gishonim. And there was a lack of rain. There were Tanesim they would make when there was a lack of rain. And over there it says Takim Amatim Asimcha. But the next words in Tosfos, right after he says, it's saying the Lema, Shlo Yehu Sosim Klal, next words of Tosfos, the Chamirim is Tisha B'Av. These Tanesim are more Chamir than Tisha B'Av. So, in other words, he gives us sharp, extreme halachas about a tiny shaman. He tells you it's worse than Tisha B'Av, and that comes to Magen Avraham, and he makes the tushtel of that tesis not only to Tisha B'Av, but to the 9 days before Tisha B'Av, but to the Pshatah. So the Machta Shekel and the Prima Gov, like I said, those are the standard, classic, the Farshim on the Magen Avraham. And they ask this kasha, and yet, they still say, that despite the fact that L'chayr is a Pele, where the Magen Avraham is coming from and how he makes this sushtalter of Tosfos to him. However, they still say that it's not a pshat.
Why?
Because Tosfos has a chacham. Tosfos has a reason why they say there should be no simcha. Why is that? Because Tosfos' taina is that you can't say that ematim means that you do less but you're still happy some, because in that case it should have said what's called memat. In other words, the fact that it doesn't tell you how much means nothing. It means there's none. If there was some, it should have told you what some is. If it doesn't tell you what some is, it means there's none. And there's a Tosfos. Again, what's Tosfos saying? Tosfos saying, if memat and besimcha would mean there's a certain share, how much simcha, so tell me what the share is. From the very fact that it doesn't tell you a share, it means there's no share. You know why there's no share? Because it's non. Let's state in Tosfos. Okay, that's a good question. It's a good question. It's a good question. But they want to say, in a Hanami, it's not a Tushtel, Tutishabov, Mitzad, the Ramatim, the Simba, the Simba, the Simba here also. So this is not the distinction. Both are foundation. But this lotion has to be something that has to be clearly defined, unless it means that it's small. Some of it's small. This is the way these Achreinim will think Pshat in the Magen Avraham, and that's why he says who I didn't count. But, I'll point out again, that the Me'iri, which we earlier saw, Me'iri says, the Tainus over there, that the Inyan is to be Memayit, Memayit in the Simcha, he has to be Memayit within the Simcha, right? This means Memayit, B'Simcha, Sachopa, etc. And by the way, Me'iri Kedarkoi, which tells us a little bit more about what the Me'iri is saying and how he approaches this, is he says, Hamshach to the fact that he says that Yirmayit in the Simcha that there is, he's Matis, he's Basa. He says, Simcha Sachila, B'loi Basa Leke. Avachila's Basa B'loi Simcha Eke. Which means, you want to have a full Simcha Sachila, you can't have it without Basa. You have Basa, doesn't mean that you have a Simcha. So, you know, in other words, he has a different approach to the whole thing. With the loy ke Magen Avraham, Bedas HaTaisis, and if you look into the Shaar HaTzion of the Chofetz Chaim, he proves from a different Taisis in Yevamos, where Taisis there says, Yesh Meforshim, the Mato Umato, which is a problem, Nami Ayri Bishal Simcha, Kegoyim, Sorchei Chofa, Tzorchei Chopa, that's what the problem would be, to do Tzorchei Chopa in the 9 days. The only thing that's also to do a Suda you can't do, but to buy Tzorchei Chopa you could buy. She might more than other days. Again, the approach of Pesach seems to be that it's not an absolute, that it's a certain amount of meals. This follows more, I think, what we saw in the Me'iri. And that L'Chayra, again, the pastus even of the Tesis in Megillah would be to follow this L'Gabe Chodesh off to say there's a certain amount of miyut in Simcha. And here I want to make a point, which is not Kedarki to make this point, but I do want to make the point, which comes from Friedrich Tzadikim, the Kriti Mariach, who brings us, of course, a lot of different menhagim, Alfeid HaShulchan Aruch. And it brings a shtickel from the Koshna Samagit, the Avodas Yisrael, Koshna Samagit, who speaks of the fact that at least Avodas Hashem, the Chodesh Ol, should absolutely be the Simcha. And he says, this is an Avodas Yisrael Pashas Masei, and it's brought in the Kutim Maria, Chavayon Shulchan Aruch, Hagam Shazman Gromoli is Otev, the Nenach Al-Chur from Beit Hashem, Im Kol Zeh Yish Lechazik Es Atzmoi, Ulitaher Levovoi, Velavoi Dashem, the Torah is filled with simcha, befrat, b'shas amidas shiris v'shish bochais, and he brings a moshel there of the Melech Boss of Edom, who has all kinds of musicians, and when the king is happy, he says, he doesn't need all your big musicians. He's happy anyway. He says, Dafka, if the king for some reason is sad, so then that's when he really needs the musicians to play music, he says. V'nim shaliz, kaviyochli, he says. The Bein Shalom has plenty of malachim bringing simcha at all times. But when the Beis Hamikdash is chorif, and when it's the time of the avelus of the Beis Hamikdash is chorif, yesh etzev v'boti b'royi, he says, meaning even around the Bein Shalom himself, this etzev, and this is the time, he says, that an emethi rei shomayim has to take off his own atzves, ulisameach kvoid ha-melech, v'loi melofonov, atom alkeinu me'oilom, v'gam achshov, within the time of sadness. He brings a shtickle over here, so from Meir from Lezhensk, who is his Rebbe, who says, Kol Reit Feho, Yisigu HaBein HaMetzorim, and he says, Reit Feho is Reit Feko. You want to run after Rebbein Shalom, the time that you can get close to Rebbein Shalom is Bein HaMetzorim. And for the same reason, he says, the Rebbeinu Shalom, when he's inside his house, who are you? Not everybody can knock on the door and get him to come inside. But the Rebbeinu Shalom Kaviyochel is in Golos in these few weeks. And if you push in at that time, it's the easier time to push in. The Rebbeinu Shalom is listening. Lochina Rishus Mesuna L'chol Odom L'skari V'malka Shal Oilom Hu Oine Aleihem. The Rebbeinu Shalom is answering. He's available. Push yourself in. The Rebbeinu Shalom is more. Zerin who ikiv yoyse tainu glufonov me'asher shon esmeichem v'tuvei lev yom manigvim v'nerem l'tayva. The simcha of avodas Hashem in the 3 weeks is more important, he says, than the simcha of avodas Hashem other times, because kaviyochel is the time when you're supposed to be speaking divrei chizuk kaviyochel to the Rebbeinu Shalom himself. The Kriti Mariach brings in the Chozer Melublin, who said b'shem Rebbe of Shmelkov and Nikolsburg, is obviously the brother of the Haflo, who also brings the marshal, who says a king who was captured and he came to rest by one of his friends while he was Bashivyo. And he's crying his head off. He sees the king is such a matzah. Him called the Somach Ki HaMelech Mes'achsan Etzlei. And him shall move him. That when you're doing Avedis Hashem, The relationship is in Golas, but it's in Golas by you. You have him. So when you have him, yeah, you can be sad, but at the same time, you're happy that while you're serving the Rebbeinu Shem, you have him with you, and therefore the Simcha B'Avodas Hashem in the 3 weeks should not be nifgam in any way. So again, we saw the Rishonim, a number of Rishonim, who seem to say that Mamatim B'Simcha is Taishma. Mamatim B'Simcha, but we don't erase it. Then Morgan Avraham was Shat and Taisvers, that you take off all Simcha. But it's important for Chomiker to remember that at least Teiru Tfilo Avodas Hashem should be done the Simcha Maleo Ma'oid Mamish, and maybe this will play into some other halachas which we'll have later in the Gabi Shabbos. Now, until when should you be Mamayit the Simcha? It says, Misha Nichnas Ov, Mamayitim the Simcha. Now, Chayda would seem that Chaydish Ov is a time not to have any Simcha at all in Chaydish Ov. The Mechaber says, however, Meish Chaydish Ad HaTainis, Mamayitim B'masum Matur B'binyun Shal Simcha. This is in Sif Beis. Sif Beis. Sif Aleph, he just says, Meshif Hazov Matur B'Simcha. Sif Beis, he says, Meish Chaydish Ad HaTainis B'masum Matur B'binyun Shal Simcha. Mashmoy says, that the whole discussion of Hamotah Simcha only applies until after the Tainis. Korban Asano in Tainis says that the Pshitas, Einu Noyeg Elo Ad Acha Tisha B'Av, only until after Tisha B'Av, and he brings the Zeh HaKadosh. Korban Asano brings the Zeh HaKadosh. Zolo Shein HaZoya, Pashit Yisroi, Esov Notol Berozo Dilei Tren Yarchim. Tammuz Ov, Esov took, in his Taichus, and his, you know, he took two months, he took. Tammuz Ov. Vafilu Ov, Tisha Yoimin Inun Dilei, Velo Yatir. 9 days are his, and that's more. V'is Avid Velo Shtachya. Then he goes lost, and he's no longer found. Right? He brings. V'chein Amud Debar. That's what he ends off saying. V'chein Amud Debar, which means, any inyonim of Avelos, he says, only go until after Tisha B'Av, these are to go in the Sabbath, that's the Minik of Klal Yisrael. The Kapachayim actually says, Kapachayim brings, it's a quote in Aleph, that it's referring to from Rosh Chodesh until Asorah Boi Va'ad Bechlal, the first 10 days of Av, he says. He brings that from a Sefer Nechmod Lamara. He brings also from a Sefer Yofel Alev. Mishin Nizabazeh, Shaloy L'smoyach, Aseres Yomim Elu Yizkel Aseres Tevorim SheOsid Hakadosh Baruch Hu LaChadosh LaOsid Lovoi, like he says in the Medrash Rava and Seder Boy. So he brings a bunch of Sfaradish Apostim who say that it should go through Yud Av. The Ashkenazish Apostim that we saw say it goes until after Tisha B'Av, but he says it goes until after Yud Av. The Ashkenazim I don't find that said to continue this until Yud so far. But Lamayit Bepluk Ta'adif, and I think that, of course, there are certain halachas, Ilchas Evil, which we have at Ilchas Tois on Yud Av, and so for that, L'chayre, or Femitza Sayim Kekula, and you can be Yoter, having Avelus into Yud Av, and maybe that's good enough, even for what these fathers of Tois are saying, whatever amount of Avelus, well, this year, obviously, that's the entire Yud Av. But even on a regular year, until Chatzis of Yud Av, there's certain hulchos Avelos to still apply, but if all the chayyur, that should be enough to be used according to those.
Besides from this year, the night after Tisha B'Av, you still, you can't, yes. Then that night you still have halachos, right?
Right. Yeah, but even that, you know, it's still such a vital, Kol Chatzil, they can do it. Now, the Chsam Sofer. The Chsam Sofer in a couple of places. First of all, Chsam Sofer in the Hagoyis on Shulchan Aruch, who says, Kivan sh'ovru yimei tzar, ovru. Once 3 days of tzar pass, they're over. Umikol shekein, he says, especially, acha tu ba'ov, after 15th day of all, v'yho yom tev l'yisrael ke tu ba'ov, asya yom tev, v'afsake, that's a yom tev, and it stops all of the avelus, he says, v'nosu yogin v'anocha, v'sosim v'simcha yafigu. And further there he says, Shemiyoyim Tisha B'Av Ve'eloch Maschil Chodesh Acher. A different month starts, he says, from after Tisha B'Av, Avanachnu Koyim Loi Chodesh Menachem. They call Chodesh Menachem. So we, often we'll say, there's Chodesh Menachem Av. Right? So it's a compound word. But he says, Menachem Av, we call it until Tisha B'Av. From after Tisha B'av, just called Chodesh Menachem. There's no of that. Right? It's a different month altogether. A new month starts from after Tisha B'av. So that's a pretty sharp opinion there. Where he holds that from after Tisha B'av and on, there's no Inyan of Avelus anymore. The Menachem Salozor, however, brings in his Tshuvas, Chelek Gimel, he writes that G'dayli Oilam made Chasanus only after Shabbos Nachmu, he says. In the Historius Tshuva, Shimon Sofer, son of the Ksav Sofer, he says that Chasanus that we make from Tuba of and on have a good mazel, Mitzad Milui Halavono, which means from two Baals, definitely everybody holds. Two Baals, everybody holds. We saw in the Sam Sofer, I've seen the Sayyid Shuva, two Baals definitely becomes something that has a good mazel. But according to Mechus Halos, we saw that even Shabbos Nachemu, even though it's before two Baals, it also is mafsik the bad mazel. But in any case, it seems clear that the Avelus is over from Tisha B'av. Mitzad Inyoni Mazel, we see that there are some tzaddikim who would wait until two Baal, Mitzad Inyoni Mazel. Now this is good that we earlier made the distinction between the halachas in the Mishnah and the Braisa, which come from Avelus, and the halacha of the Gemara in Tainus, which speaks about Yisroel, who has a din b'hadin nochri, Reya Mazla, and he should push it off. The separate halacha is a different approach, it's not the same inyan. Right? The Roya HaMazel, you see that they're handling yet two balls, not two balls, whatever it is. Everybody holds that from two balls, it's over, right? So far from what we saw. But as far as Avelus is concerned, which is a separate halacha, we seem to see pretty clearly from after Tisha B'av, there's no Inyan of any kind of Avelus in Chodesh Av. The Isra Mazle, others will hold two balls, others will even Shabbos Nachmu is enough. But we're going to see a little bit more over here, which is Harei. What we just realized is that there's a din of the Gemara which has to do with Isra Mazle, which is brought in Shulchan Aruch. What's that halacha? It's not about Chasanus or about the Yonim Vashomayim, not about Zoya Kodesh. It's halacha in Shulchan Aruch to avoid having any kind of court cases with a goy in Chodesh Av. So what's that apply to? Bar Yisrael is in the Sefer Shulchan Aruch. Bar Yisrael is like Dina Ba'ad Enoch, Vishtam et Minei, Rehya Mazeh, Dina the Gemara. Now the Morgan Avram brings the Bein Yeruchem on that, who says that that applies until Rish Chodesh Elul. He says it's going all month long. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan Paskin as well. You should keep on drehing the Chodesh from the Goy until Rish Chodesh Elul. In other words, he's taking the entire Chodesh Av into the Rehya Mazeh. This is the Ben Yeruchim, and Morgan Avraham brings it, and as he passed the Baruch Shulchan, as mentioned. Mishnah Berurah brings it, but then he fears, no, I'll call upon him at Achat Tisha B'Av. At least, you should avoid him at Achat Tisha B'Av, and in the Shara Tzion, he says, what's the Makar? He says, look in the Korban Nesal. The Korban Nesal says, it's over from Tisha B'Av already. Anyway, that Shikul Zayak called this, that's the Korban Nesal bring, who says that the Chodesh Av belongs to Esav only the first 9 days, and after the first 9 days, the Chodesh Av no longer belongs to Esav, and therefore, came from Mekelzang, the Ben Ishchai, Parshas Devarim says, this whole thing only applies until after Yud Av, again, which we talked about the father, Shepoiskim, that it goes until Yud Av, but again, not past Yud Av, Chayodim says, Akapon until after Tisha B'Av, and the Kaf HaChaim says, if you have a difficulty, you can be Seimach on all of these Poiskim, will say that this whole halacha of Reya Mazle and to drei the chayis from a goy, a gabi lawsuits, it's good enough to avoid them until after Tisha B'Av, or at least until after Yudov, whatever it is, as far as you can go, it'll be good enough. He brings the yofel alev to the Mishtamet until after two B'Av, and after that he says Mazel Tovli Yisrael. So again, what we're finding over here is Azay. The gabi avelus, it's over Tisha B'Av. At most, Yudov. Maybe part of Yudov. But Gabi Mazel, so we find the vast majority are saying that Tisha B'Av, the Mazel, the bad Mazel is over. We have Rabbeinu Yeruchim, who says there goes the whole Chodesh Elul, and therefore, somebody can easily follow Rabbeinu Yeruchim, he's on the eighth. But it seems otherwise that Tisha B'Av, according to most Pesachim, once that's over, the bad mazel is over. The worst case, we find two B'Av. Two B'Av, we find, oh, we don't want to make chasmas until after two B'Av. We find this Yofa Lalev brought by the Kaf HaChaim, who says, wait even with court cases until after two B'Av, if possible. But again, the L'chatchila Dikya Din, at least the Di'eva Dikya Din, is that we can also be saying with the Tisha B'Av, it's over. So we'll accept that. Now, when does the bad mazel start? So that obviously we're not looking to make this worse. We're looking to make it as little as could be. But the lashon is mishenichnas ov and ma'atim b'simcha. Mishenichnas ov and ma'atim b'simcha. Now, if we compare and contrast, we're going to find an interesting thing. But see, if Aleph, which is speaking about Mirat B'Simcha, it says Misha Nichnas Ov, and that's where it says Bar Yisrael, etc. They the choice of the Goy, because they are Mazloi. And Siv Beis, for example, which is contrasted, where it speaks about the Alochas of Mirat B'Masumatan, Misuah, and Sudas, it says, Meirosh Choydesh V'Ada Tainus, Yishim Yimayit Yisrael. The Prima Godim is Medayik, the difference in the Lashon. He says, why is it that the first Seif, which speaks about Niz B'Simcha, and Reya Mazel, says Mishenich Mazel? And in Seif Beis, it says Mirish Reish. What's the difference? He says, it's not the Prima Godim, that from the Moilud of Ov is called Mishenich Mazel. And therefore he says, one should avoid things that have to do with Reya Mazel from the Moilud of Ov. L'shtamit is ready from the Moilud of Ov, and the Kafachayim, the Kotnei, brings them this Prima Godim La'alocha, that me, Shemich Mazal means from the Moil Dolov, Hashem Kein, the Halachas of Avelus, start only from the Shechitz. Now, one of the Halachas that's brought in the Yishayim, and has brought Michlola actually, and we'll start it, maybe
we should leave this. We're left for 3 weeks. He only had the one Halacha of his Pater. You know, everything is being discussed from the Shechitz. How did he spread back to Shabbos of the Talmud. I mean, how? Because the reason was they were fighting in Yerushalayim for 3 weeks because of Hutzpah a year? Or, yeah. So how does it come to the whole India 3 weeks? Rosh Chodesh of
Yeah. So whatever there is, which again, you're right, Medina the Gemara, we didn't find any halachas in the 3 weeks at all. That's the truth. The only thing that it ever says about the 3 weeks in the Yerushalayim is Taka the haircut, and it also is brought in the Yerushalayim that is a minig, which obviously did not spread, to not eat flesh or have wine either in the 3 weeks. So that's also brought in the Yerushalayim. So we're going to see Taka, although Allah has not that many Allah has Taka in 3 weeks, but we'll talk to see more, and as we go along, we'll do some more before Meir, and then the Meshach.